1 in a million.
Say, who are mu okra ba akopɛ.
Shall we stand on our feet? Lord Jesus, once again, we are opening that book of eternal life. It was open in the morning in worship and in teaching. We are opening it again to remind ourselves of what you have said. May the Holy Spirit take a hold of these words and apply them to each individual's heart. Not just those who are gathered here today, but those who will be hearing it from afar and near.
Amen.
We ask for this grace and mercy in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. We want to quickly turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few, notice, not a few, but few, no article, means almost zero. And few there be that find it. Amen.
Matias and Patin soon, ye moo do me and son any do nine. Moon shenny upon a tiantia no moo. No punoa a son, any acquire a terreno dear, a course say ye mono. Now 1 hour shame mono a ye pee. No upon a tiantia ne, or quine here here no dear, a court and cremu. Now 1 hour who no no is sir.
Many are called, but few are chosen. I would like you to sit down while we continue with the readings. The Lord bless you. Turn around on somebody and say, God bless you, and you are welcome to the house of the Lord.
I want you to be man of
God. I say, house of correction. House of exhortation unto righteousness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we continue our Bible reading. Those of you who love God's word will bring your Bible to church and notebook to write down scriptures. Those who don't love the Lord, and maybe you depend on your memory, fine, you brought no notebook, maybe no Bible, and you are not going to keep anything. So, as soon as you leave, the devil will take everything out of you. So in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, we read this. The Lord Jesus again is the speaker. Luke 12 and verse 32. Fear not, little flock. This morning it was emphasized and is being emphasized again. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Amen. Luke 12 and verse 32. asem yi awade dodom yen na so na ni se yen santim bio se kuo ketwa munsuro if we say eya magya fe se ode ahenie no ebe mamu.
All right, so we have first read, broad is the way that leads to destruction, narrow is the way that leads to life. Few are they that find the narrow way that leads to life.
They can say, "Quite a train, dear P, and a shine, sir, upon no more. Now, a quine here, no, and a pocket one, dear, Kunipa, Ku, maybe, and they who know, no more call and cremo."
Then we have also read, "Fear now, little flock. It's your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom."
Now, for yes, I can say,
"Little flock."
Cookie to a my sro if you say a ja no FSA or dear he knew no ever mind.
Many are called, but few are chosen.
P and Wafro Nanson Kuma be kitwebi crabbing where you want.
I would also like to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Follow me from verse 1 to verse 11.
First
Corinthians chapter 10. And keep in mind, one in a million. Sometimes Rabranam will pick one scripture and then he has said something that should guide us as his servants. He said, God has given him a key to what they call arcade or variety store. A store that sells a variety of goods. He has got the key. So he opens that door and we enter. He said, some of the things you have to be on a step ladder to eat, take it, you know, so that you might open the door. One in a million, and just quote one scripture. Many are called, few are chosen. That doesn't mean that you cannot add other scriptures to buttress the same thought. You are not deviating from it, but you are buttressing the same thought with many other scriptures, which maybe because of limitations in time, he could not add. You get me?
See, Odifu, no, we can go upon Adam, no, Safwa, Adekura, Dainim, no, Odi, Hini. Na hono na yekosa adekwa da na store no mu a enyo ma wuro pi na oho assault ho enso na bi mu wo ha ugina tenten a utimi fa ebi won so abekoto mpo no afa ebi so a hia sa ba gina hwede so na watentene afa na wo de abre nyankopon ma enti no nyankopon di fo okasa wo de eno sa adom na wo de adom nyankopon ne nko a di fo na de wo de safo na ehini pono no enti wo de asem tre no eto ho a asem no afa bi no Uncle Mom in Kenya, afraid you're betting back in kind. Tress him be a four as some chrono answer, and yes, one man named Mumuno, a semno abia, a bread amadifono, amanam for Sanch de Munamana, Omdia Bana Boy and Copon, I from.
Sometimes the examples he will pick are based on the environment in which he lives and the people he will be addressing. We can take the same thought and use, if you use those examples, they are not in the country, so our people may not even know what you are talking about. But you find something that is close to that one and give it so that it will help our understanding of what he was talking about.
And I said, I told you, Odifuono, America, may move out, one or one, Senia, Omoyo, Omoyo, Masifano, or they are no who has war, and Yama, Omunimuno, and all the young has war, and Momo, Nebia, the Bayer, my Muhanoa, Sanio Manonia, dear Crampa, your Nimna, say. Into no, you better find me a beer, a bang home, and I bet me that to do different kind of home. Now, my yes, why it's you know, in your muntias here.
There's something I want to draw your attention to. This picture that you see here is not the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm for anyway.
You'll be shocked that I'm saying this. This picture here is not the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never look at this picture as the literal picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, is not.
For in a cry, her for you know, and yet you're right, yes, Christo, and in for any ye. In the baby, our neighbor boss want to answer soup, sir. When you're right, yes, Christo, I heard a crying on.
Never be tempted to bow down and worship this as if It's the literal picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what is it? Somebody may be here, don't understand. What is that picture? Why are they displaying this picture everywhere? Why? This was the drawing of an artist called Hoffman.
And
when Brother Branham met the Lord Jesus Christ, he said the closest drawing on earth, the closest drawing on earth is this one. Hoffman's head of Jesus Christ at 33.
Now, Brian, D4, William Branham, who are you ready as Christian or say? If you ask us, he's soon for you,
still, remember, it's a drawing and it is not the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just a drawing close to him.
So,
to get that in your mind. So if you don't find it here, don't be worried. But he also went ahead and said, since he saw that, he's never, every place in his room, he's got this picture there.
And so,
he also said that, balance it off. Man has the tendency to worship images. I don't understand why. Tendency to be image worshippers. That's why people want to bow down, worship this pillar, blah, blah, pillar of fire, worship this and worship that. Thou shalt worship no other gods before me. He said, don't make any images and worship them. Don't ever do it.
Now,
back to First Corinthians chapter 10, 1 to 11. Listen very carefully. God Almighty anointed Saint Paul, in that generation, to be his mouthpiece. And Paul was so sure that what he preached was not his mind, it was Christ anointing him to bring it till he could say, if we, including himself, or even an angel from heaven preaches any other gospel apart from that which they had preached, let that angel be cursed.
Did you hear that?
Which means that if anybody is a true servant of the Most High God, that person will be staying with what Paul
taught.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we were taught, we have been taught all through. It wasn't Paul's mind, it was the Spirit of Christ anointing Paul. The Almighty God had some things that could only be made known in these last days. And in order for those things to be made known to the public, God has to have a prophet, because the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his servants, he reveals to his servants the prophets. So in order for those mysteries to be made known on earth, God had to have a prophet on earth at the time those revelations are made known. And that is why we are enjoying those revelations.
Amen. Na nyakopom saa hu ta semi nyina no kwan ba kopa na betimi afa so ada die ni se. Yesa odefa na kwa difo obi so ebi so amaye hu no. Wana se mu se onyo bibi Yes, what then a di action and qua a diff answer. To get say, you ever know the fan of qua diff will be so, nor their brain, I'm in ya a moo a di ye any munch the moo. The Israka Raddy says, how you made yeno, I'm on a daddy, no, I'm on a semma, oh, every so, I yen, ye moo at the diff.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no place in the entire Old Testament where the magicians that challenged Moses were named, except in the ministry of Paul when he said Jannes and Jambres resisted the truth. Paul, being a prophet of God and a servant of God, for that he was the one giving knowledge even of their names.
Nkonyayifo anantafo ayifo bi abra mose odane we no omso ayo bi omo ye odise adwuma nyina enso a eho no twere na ntodi wosi se Paul onam nyangopon honkonkon wosira so eka se sankofo yi ene Jannes ene Jambres.
You realize that in the days of Moses, only Moses was permitted to appear into the presence of the Most High God without dying.
He could
warn Aaron, the high priest, and Miriam, a prophetess, his eldest brother and eldest sister. He said, if a man be a prophet, I, the Lord, will reveal myself to that one in visions and in dreams. But my servant Moses is not so. For him I talk mouth to ear.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tiradi Yakupon Bo Aaron. I know in your pain. And Miriam, no, no, see, you're default bow. I rather bomb coco. Say, only Pebby, you're default. Meme, dear, Menene Becassa, a war, die assuming I'm a damn word, the HRN. That's my poor Mose, dear, or no, dear Menene Cassa, I know, and you know.
Amen.
Amen.
So you see that God's special chosen prophets are very unique. So don't feel offended when we say William Branham said, because that was God's voice for these end time days.
Amen. Tinyango pon the difo yu amu brano brano biya no amu yankofu amu danson. Timani tu sinti dia kwembiya so se weka se o difo William Branham tinyango pon namunusu edi juma se ana onamunusu.
We are not saying that God hasn't anointed some people to perform great signs and wonders. A lot of people have done great signs and wonders. But we are talking about God's chosen vessel, God's spokesperson for these end time days.
Amen. Ya kan sa so ne nka se oyeyonu fruwa nyankopon emfa afoforo so endi djuma so ana djuma kase bia nyankopon ayen senchrene ne ene anwade ena ne nkoa awuro bebre so asase so na so ye kasa fa nyankopon. Onipa osra no ne difo oyi no ne kasamafo e wo brain mu awada ne huntasamadie e di akere no.
I was just listening to the testimony of a lady, a young lady that had fibroid in the womb and she had also become pregnant. The husband was just an ordinary believer, not so, even our end time message, but he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. He would lay hands and pray over the womb. And he kept praying and praying. When the sister went to the hospital, that fibroid had vanished.
Yeah, hey, as I see, we are about maybe a near Ababawa of a fruit, not fibroid, a war. I would be a moon, and you say, you know, na e kwa so sa oni pa ya kan oni kran sa mi mo na so na gidie so e de nsa to na yire ye funu so e bom pa ye gidie mpa ya oba no sa ko ayare sa bia bi o hospital no om ko he ya om se fibroid no e to go.
God respect your faith.
Uncle Pong, would you dear not dear need
you? Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Is this a Gideon Mua? Bear day intimate mass over so, Uncle Pony.
Now, pay attention to the reading of these things that Paul is telling us. Moreover, brethren, he's writing the Corinthian Christians, I will not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud. Amen?
Amen.
Talking about the first Exodus, all our fathers were under the cloud. And all passed through the sea. All.
Na enuanom Me mpese me di siye mu se yeja num nyina.
Yeja numu dudu ase.
Om nyina.
All right.
Omu she mununkum no ase.
Uja mununkum pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. All of them saw it.
Na wo nyina efa epo no mu.
All of them passed through the Red Sea. True?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All.
Amen.
They followed Moses.
Na wobo wo nyina su eto Moses so. Mununkum ene epo no mu.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat or food? In King James, where you see meat, oftentimes is food.
What was
the spiritual food? Manna. It fell from heaven. All of them partook of the manna. True?
Amen.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink? How many drank from the rock? And that rock was Christ. So all drank from the smitten rock. All. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Amen. Na wonyina nom honhun fam anone akro. Na wonom firi honhun fam botana na edi won akire no mu. Na botan no ene Kristo.
But when you hear God saying but, it means something is coming that is on the contrary. But with many of them, not all of them, but with many of them, many are called, with many of them, God was not well pleased. We'll find out why God wasn't well pleased with them. For they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Nesu, wo mu fakasie no a
so nyam bomani. Fakasie na nchese nye omu nyina,
Wo mu fakasie no a so nyam bomani. Na odwere won esere no eso ho.
You think God will waste his time to send Moses to go and deliver them if he intended that they will perish in the wilderness? Then he should have left them in Egypt. It was never God's will for them to perish in the wilderness. They chose to perish.
Amen. Look at
how he punished Egypt.
How he
made a difference between the people of God, Israel, and the rest of the nation. He made a big difference. Will he be doing all that if his intention was for them to perish in the wilderness?
But they were
overthrown. Now these things were our examples. These things that we are going to be reading, what caused them not to make it to the promised land? These things are our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lasted.
Amen. You must say, now the yenum ayen hweso amayen. Na ye kon ano boni said ye won kon edo ye no.
Onyankopon awanse sa. Onyankopon a onye nipa mu yi mu.
The Lord who changed not, who is no respecter of persons.
Anna, or this song and no man calls so Exodus, a country a decanimo, a country a decan Israel for Fimis Dream, ever Sanko Bosch as a song. What did your call soon in Naya Reswamaye? A two rested the normal Diani Tiena, Sapa Pen and Rebrem, we are the same pillar of fire and a sunny. And the Enya or default to say Moses, William Branham. And what they said, the Radis, Senior Bray, Abok, Wansi, and Faso, Nienya Chena, the Ebeco. Etia no Munina, what the same condition. Mo. Yes, can sir. You say,
Amen?
Yo,
yes, sir.
We are all in the same condition as the church in the wilderness.
Yenina, TV, a chronoma, near what is said, yeah, to cry, and Eddie Kino, a strength to a course, one.
Now let us see the things that cause them not to make it to the promised land, whether they are any different from what's going on today.
Verse 7,
neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. First Exodus. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. In the first Exodus, people committed fornication. 23,000 died in one day. And throughout the plague season, 24,000 died in all.
And
the same thing is going on even in so-called message circles. Spirit of fornication on people and they don't care. Spirit of adultery, immoral demons, and they don't care. Some of them committed and they fell in one day, 23,000. You remember in Numbers chapter 25? When Balaam could not curse them, he taught Balak to invite the children of God to onto a party. And during that party, the women, the Moabite women, were so sexy that it became a stumbling block to the children of Israel. And the men took the women, and God sparked off. 23,000 died in HIV. If it were today, it's something like that.
Because area,
when
they talk,
most of them will hear. No, HIV area, they talk to you. That crow, you pay him a duno in sun. Omu wey. What's the
matter? Me, yeah, my dear, say me
pay jamaya bo. Who pay jamaya bo? I don't know. Show
jamam fatadi. So you will claim. Oh,
who say jamam fatadi? I pay di. Don't you know? So appearance in attracted there. Why advertising? What you advertising?
Senior OCS, your honor, and no, and a record chain. Home, and so ever by into a OCS, no, and a backshare, and a moon to a mediatory.
What's it be a believer and Sumiko? I'm a believer.
So I'm a believer.
The prophet of God says, who you marry shows what is locked up in your heart all along.
But if one is said, the old warrior, no, extra, a corner qua, it's umo, o cobanina.
Don't tell me though, that's not my intention. It is, it's not your intention. Why will you marry an unbeliever?
Because oh, me the nengye mitrimu po, enye mitrimu pa eba ane se na oko ware anyen yeni.
So don't let us commit fornication. What does the word of God teach us concerning fornication? He said, flee fornication as you run away from an angry, hungry lion.
Some
Because he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Proverbs chapters 5 to 7. Young people, go and read Proverbs chapters 5 to 7. Solomon, in the great wisdom God gave him, was giving us warning concerning adultery, concerning fornication. Proverbs chapters 5 to 7. Take time to read through them. Or if you cannot read, let somebody read it for you.
Solomon. Nam yango po asem so akasa akyeren afa abgamai mo aware sey yanamontu awo se nipa titru mabunu yetuo ni nyina akasa wo ho de afutu sem
akyeren. That is why he said, if you commit adultery, you are like a man taking fire into your garment, hoping or presuming that it will not burn you. Is there anyone who commits adultery with another person's wife? It is like picking fire into your own garment. It will
burn you.
Of all the sins that we can commit on earth, of all the sins your partner can commit against you, there's nothing more painful than adultery, infidelity. There's nothing more painful than that.
So what if the one who can be born in a world where there is no better time yet here will be anywhere change?
Are you young girl that you are not yet married? You are somebody's potential wife. You are somebody's potential wife. God made you a woman, and you are somebody's potential wife. Therefore, preserve yourself for that future husband. And you, young man, you also preserve yourself for your future wife. Remember the severity of the judgment of God. God is no respecter of persons. If he caused 23,000 to die in one day because of immorality, do you think he will spare you and I if we continue to be fully like that?
It is a gama moya nyankupon enamo se nipa biye yano dakoro nipa impim edio numi ensa otoro mwasia uyuse se ene day mene uye yebi ya nyankupon mebuli e obobune nyeguso anabaye rehae dabi o obe kiyaso natemu o ebe bayeso.
And remember the serpent.
Kai.
The serpent that the devil used to beguile Eve was cursed. So if you allow the devil to anoint you to do that to somebody's wife or daughter, remember, you will be cursed. Kai. Just that the serpent was cursed for defiling Adam's wife.
Say Adam ni yere or no kwakan Adam ni yere no sanumina bina sende uyebiti obi yere ana uyebiti obi baba wonso ne sanumini bi ebeba oso.
Don't, God is not going to accept any excuses.
Yakopon yanu yebianto,
especially if those of us who have heard this entire message
titre ne ye ayebrem kransem ya tse no ya sumi.
God is not going to hold us, overlook our foolishnesses.
Yakopon ombunaningu yankwasi asem no so.
So neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day
23,000.
Oh, my friends, you look at what that sin in the Garden of Eden, what it cost the Lord Jesus Christ. He had to be crowned with thorns. Why? After the fall, the earth grew thorns. The fall brought thorns. Originally, no thorns.
Yes, amen.
And he had to be crowned with thorns because sin produced those thorns. My sin, your sin, our filthiness produced those thorns. Where was the Lord made naked? After the fall, they found they were naked. For the Lord Jesus to pay for that sin, he had to be stripped naked. So you see, sin brought all those punishments on our Savior. Do you think God will look at any sin lightly? Anytime Satan knocks at your door, inviting you to sin, open your eyes and look at Calvary. See the effect of evil, of sin, on our Savior. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents.
And so,
tempting Christ.
So also Christ.
You know the word of what the word of God says about everything, and then you go do something else and tempting Christ. If God could give us manna, can he also give us meat? Look at what is the Israelites. If God could give us manna, can he also give us meat? Tempting him. Is anything too hard? This morning, Genesis 18:40 was quoted. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is too hard for him. But if he chooses to do something, it is the best. If he chooses to call me home, is the best. It isn't that God cannot heal or deliver, but he knows what is best for me. If he chooses to call me, it is the best. Don't think evil in your mind and your heart against the living God. There are many, many ways and many, many times he delivers us without us knowing. I read where Brother Branham prayed for a little girl that was at the point of death, and the Lord healed the girl so much so that it brought the grandmother, her grandparents, and family members to be saved. Then suddenly the girl died without any notice, any kind of prior anything. Abraham said, as for this, Lord, you owe me an explanation. The Lord didn't even talk to the prophet. So many years later, he saw in a vision that girl sitting by a lake, and she wasn't a diver. She fell into the lake, and God, the angel of the Lord, pushed a diver that way. So that girl will sink and float. And this diver saw it, said, no, this guy is not a swimmer. He died and saved the girl. That's the time that girl should have died. But she wasn't saved at that time. So the Lord spared her life until she was saved. And it was the best time for her to go home. Then he took her home.
Amen.
Don't ever think evil in your mind. God Almighty knows the best time to call every one of his children.
Amen. Ababa ofiri to sans we mu ono oni ma su gware enti ade no kwase ye na de na beta ni ade no kwase ye na de na beta ni enso sa bere kro na mu na yakopon hye ma su gware fo bebe pie ho a baba yi ababa wo ye a wanwo na yakopon hye se sa bere ni mu na na wosenka ensuo no otomu na nka owuo enso sa bere no na onyankwaje ti urade yakopon anso na ni so ofre ne sa bere no na emo bra onyankwaje de ofre no kofia na ye ye.
The man that wrote Prophet Visits South Africa called Julius Statcliffe.
Run out, or throw, or defense, I heard the call, South Africa, Memuno.
His son died in Germany.
Nebabema, it was Germany.
And they were ready to fly a special jet to pick the prophet to go and resurrect the boy.
And Uncle Omoyan, she said, Ama, we are saying, Omdiako Fa.
He said, wait a minute. I have no power with him. I said, let me ask God about it.
So
when he had prayed, the Lord spoke to him that, no, it is I call the boy home at this time.
So and then
Brother Branham said he traced the soul of that boy and saw that he was in the presence of the Lord. Amen. He said, if you want, I can ask the Lord to let that soul come back into the body. But if I were you, I will leave him where he is.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said it is better for him to leave this world and to be with the Lord than to be here. So if we are saying it's better, why do we also complain that some people are going there too fast? Where else do you want them to go?
The poor they were say, "Eh, yeah, man, say, Obeko Ebrade, any pemu, I change say, Obeko Asasi, if it's Asasi there, ni pebi any ho. The answer ya kasa no dia. Any akoba ni saying, ena say Obi Ebrade tu insa Efrobi ya kasa. Ebrade where there, one man I intend to do.
That doesn't also mean that every death is the law, because Abraham also spoke of Satan trying to let people die prematurely. That's where we can come as a team. One body, stand in the presence of the Lord, fast and pray and call on the Lord. And if it be his will, he will overturn the sentence.
Amen. And also, I say, who be I? Because we are not just say, I'm ready to pay for me. I'm going to say, I'm going to have one. Some, as you say, send a baby, I'll be cut. You know, you know, young Kwanaso. Into the Kobansa, and at TBI, Bassa, at Tisana Bar. Or see a boy, and Nibrem Pay, and Cabo Mubar, and Nibrem Pay. If I say, Rade, Nepai, Demon, Nepe, we panel, and a baby home.
Neither remember ye, verse 18, verse 10. Neither remember ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Don't remember. So these are some of the things that took people away from making it to the promised land. The first Exodus. And the same conditions are in vogue. They are also going on right now. Murmuring. Complaining.
Into two credit can and a more been almost two yen a binye. A binum yinye, it's ya, Yanko Pong, and a mile. Say for no special.
God knows your thoughts even before you speak. How many know that?
Amen.
And the prophet of God said, our thoughts speak louder in heaven than our words.
If what actually say, Jesus Yeno, and you give us sorrow and po a chain, the FBA, no, I can. Think Yanko Pong would be in Susu, only be a trim wagon.
So, friends, we all want to make it to heaven. And we know that the ultimate reward for this, the overcomers of this end time age, is the rapture. Body change and the rapture.
Remember,
Jesus warned, two shall be in one bed. One will be taken, the other left.
And Kayo say, yes, Christians walk or say, Benu, Ebadam Pacoroso, or Befabaco.
Whether they are two friends,
some
or a man and his wife,
or
whatever, two are lying in the same bed.
And I said, Nipambiru be our mother and pass on.
Two working in the same field of ministry, whatever.
Nipambiru, Omoya Juma.
One will be taking the other left. What does it speak to us? It means don't allow somebody somebody's bad behavior to influence you.
Nani e ka kire wo se hwe no wa mo obi abraba bone obi suba bone no anada o.
The person can be as close as your friend.
Obetinya benwa sa yonko.
As close as your spouse.
Obet benwa sa wo keni.
If they are not interested in heaven, go ahead like Lot left his wife behind.
Se nani mre so be ko heaven a, nani mre ya, jan wo kire na ma wo wani mre na kwem ko wani.
Do your duty and do everything, but don't wait for them to catch up because they may never, maybe they are not even interested.
The
Lord Jesus said, remember Lot's wife.
I ask
you, remember Lot's wife, remember Lot too. When Lot's wife turned and became a pillar of salt, Lot did not allow his wife's misbehavior to affect him. He kept going.
Lot wa man yere esuban bone no and adano.
So if a woman is lazy or that man doesn't want to serve the Lord, leave them and keep going. If you die, you'll be buried alone. If I die, as I'm standing here, my wife is not going to bury it with me. If I die, they'll bury me alone. If only you will see my body. Maybe I'll get burnt somewhere, you won't even see my body. Like if these people got burnt at Obuasi.
Yeah.
I don't know my end. What I'm warning you and telling you, encouraging you to do, please don't allow somebody else to influence your behavior towards God's word. Go straight like an eagle and serve God according to your best.
Amen.
Serve Him the best that you know to do.
Man, koko bo amede ma wa futu amede ma won se bo humodi biara na de obeti bibia fro humodi anyina fa sum yakopon se de ohodi beti bibia e ma ofofro e de anya hyeso e wo so
me ka se nsentem nipa we ko na me hwa do fo pa o kwabi ande na na mostly akwa kwesie no ya dae won yeyina ya besiko so ye be ma na iri ya nsie ni bi wo ye oba nso a Nukunu Yanseni. Sister Milan at Tono. Brother, are you quite yes here? No. It is a sister behavior affected brother and I'm not soon a me here. God will not say, oh, you are responsible for whatever you do. See, look forward. Listen, look straight ahead and keep going.
Amen.
Keep going. That's what this morning's teaching is. Keep what? Pressing on.
Amen.
Keep focus on God. Keep pressing on. Keep going. Don't delay. Don't turn around.
And can you ask and show me how you fight? Show me what you're doing. Pim koswa kwenim.
Do you think if Abraham had consulted Sarah, Sarah would have agreed for him to take Isaac to Mount Moriah?
Ose nka Abraham okone yere Sarah hone ne kofa adwene okone ne kotu agina efa sema na nka Yakobo akachira nka obenya kwan e de Isaac akwa akoba fori e wo Moriah.
There are times you have to consult.
Baby wo ha I was saying
come to a consensus.
Na mu mienu mu benu mu
ya. But there are times.
So baby wo ha
when you have to take a solo decision.
O se wa nka sa ankre.
Have discernment to know which time and which time is ripe and not ripe. Have discernment to know which time is right and which time is not.
Yan hun mu na hun ebra wo se utu anamo we and ebra wo se utu anamo fofo.
Now this now comes now. All these things happened unto them for an example, for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Na yenu nyina ama waye nhweso na wa twere no se efutu ama yena ewiase bra aweye ato yen.
Amen.
Amen.
They have been written as an example unto which kind of people?
Achoro ama kuo ebenya.
Wase wam. So you see, you and I are presented with examples of those who serve God faithfully and their reward. And those who were lackadaisical, careless, they did the work of God anyhow. They came to church when they liked, anytime they liked, not in conformity to the word of God for their day. A lot of examples are there for us.
Girls
in the Bible that live pure and holy. When Jehovah God wanted somebody to use, there was a girl in Nazareth, city of prostitutes, but Mary decided, I will not defile myself.
So
when Jehovah was looking for somebody to come through, he used Mary, because Mary was mindful of his word. No, Abraham said, Mary went to church one day, and in the synagogue, the priest read Isaiah 7:14. A virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son. And Mary was in church that day. When she heard that, being a predestinated seed, that kind of stirred her to continue to live pure, even in Nazareth. Amen. So it doesn't matter where you are. Gideon's father was an idolater.
Gideon,
but he decided to serve God. He broke all the idols from the house. And they brought him before their court. So Gideon has broken all our idols, and they want to take vengeance on him. What did the father say? He said, oh, you mean that our God is so powerful? They said, yes. He said, then why don't you let the God fight for himself?
Amen.
And then they all stood up.
The Gideon. And found if I quo free, and found a busy on free moon, and found if I quo, if the Gideon, Nana Ja, or your bosom sumini. That's why Gideon and Yanko Pongo's Rasso.
Yes, sir. That was wisdom. Amen. It's like America and this. Hey, marriages. Two men came before a man of God and said, Pastor, we have come here for you to marry us.
America, The
pastor looked at them and said, oh, I would have gladly done it. But you see, when I went to Bible school, the only manual I have for blessing marriages is for a man and a woman. So if I get one for you, I will use it. But meanwhile, I haven't got one. You have to use wisdom, and they left. You can come 100 times and say, Minyabi. God give us wisdom.
He
handling people with wicked spirits.
Amen.
Now the prophet said, one in a million. Listen to this. About 2,000 people left Egypt. By the time they reached the promised land, only Joshua and Caleb were left.
What does
it mean? What's the ratio? If you have 2 out of 2 million, what's the ratio? 1 in a million.
And so these are the things
that the prophet said. When Israel left Egypt, there was approximately 2 million people left at the same time. Every one of them heard the message of a prophet, Moses. True.
No.
Put your mouth to use. When you hear the word of God, open that mouth and say something. If it is true, say what?
Amen.
If it is not true, shut up. So if you keep quiet, it means it is not true. So I will not respond.
You are
in church as a participant, not as a spectator.
If the word
of God falls down, say amen. Every one of them heard the same message of a prophet. Every one of them saw the pillar of fire. Every one of them was baptized unto
Moses.
In the Red Sea. Every one of them shouted. In the spirit. Every one of the women, they beat the tambourines when Miriam was leading around the Red Sea and the enemies were drowned.
They
ran up and down the bank with Miriam when Moses sang in the spirit. Everyone drank from the same spiritual rock. Everyone ate fresh manna every day. Every one of them. But there was two made the land. One in a million. Many are called. Few are chosen. So don't allow crowd psychology to move you. What is crowd psychology? When everybody else is doing it, so I also I see everybody's dancing. Hey, shall we sit here? Whether that aside is correct or wrong, sorry, we shall be raptured someday, sometime. Don't dare join the bandwagon. Deuteronomy 23, verse 7. Don't join majority to commit evil.
Even
though it is not wrong to have a beard, I keep saying this. I will never have a beard in my face. If I will die, I will never have a beard in my face just because everybody is doing it. I will never. Why? Because I'm different.
Amen.
I don't live by the influence of people out there. I'm influenced from above. Amen. I should be influenced by the word of God, Amen. Not by the crowd psychology. No.
Amen. It's me. Bibi wo ha benya me so hyeso a enyankopo asem eno e na benya me so hyeso.
And if somehow I need to have a beard in my face,
I say bibi ntin na o say me gina
and everybody else is shaving,
no bia so e yire dia,
and I know that my beard is there for a purpose.
I mean me say abogwe say go ho e bibi ntin abotai bibi.
Blessed are they that do not condemn themselves. You know, whatever you do out of unbelief is sin. Are you getting the balance?
Amen.
Be persuaded in your own, fully persuaded in your own heart that every action that you are taking is in line with the word of God for your day. In these evil days, divorces are on the rampage. Satan is infiltrating marriages and creating havoc. Because the people of God are not living according to the revealed word of their day. First of all, this message has taught us how to choose a bride. True?
Amen.
How many have heard that God's prophet preach choosing a bride?
Amen.
Oh, you have heard. How many have heard of it?
Amen.
So did you choose your bride according to what the prophet said?
Ain't you know? Yan kran se mu, yangu pondi for, yangu pon se mwanam ni di for so experience. And po kaya yam faswa, yen yam warrior. Di for na edi hun sem yina atwa mae. Yeah, dance for ain't yem say and who say. Yeah, yeah, what if we sakwana sana mona near 2 years, sakwana near faso, and ya who can yana.
And after you had your life partner,
I feel when you're walking in snow.
Is there anything in this message telling you how you should relate to each other?
Can I say, you know, assemble or high chair and quiet mummy and mumfasuna montana?
I'm asking you a question.
Amen.
So will you, God Almighty, will not accept one excuse from me, from you, if you are married and your marriage is not channeled according to the laid down divine order?
Amen.
Let it be known that God is coming for a bride without spot, without blemish, or without one
wrinkle.
Which means that from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you want to make sure that your hair is according to the word, what the word says it should be. Even your nose, your lips, your teeth, every part of you is governed by the word of God for your day, so you have no fear. If you meet the word on the throne, you are going to meet the word on the throne. The word will judge us. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and each one will give account of how you lived your life on earth, whether it's good or evil. That's what the Bible says.
I say, "Yen yina bejina Christo atemwa ganenim na na mobi etu yena papo bonio yebebu huate."
And Christ is the word.
Na Christo soni asemono.
And what word? That portion of that word for your day. That's what will be used to judge you and I.
Asemeni yina fa we ya tu ama wo brace we no no eno bejina so ediabu huate.
Times of ignorance, God overlooks. But from the time you know right from wrong and you deliberately do the wrong thing, he says what? No more judgment, nothing but severe punishment. You go and read Hebrews chapter 6 and also Hebrews chapter
10.
So, these were our examples. Then the prophet of God went to even reproduction. Here we have to come to, you know, put the blood on your mind. If a man miss the wife, he releases a number of sperms. Only one is ordained to meet with the ovum, the egg of the woman.
So nini na wano pepe ni ana oba ba kope ena eko na fe akowura oba noko suyani mu.
I know that I'm talking of the normal way. There are a few exceptions to every rule.
Maybe a way dear attack was one na ewo mchese bia na ya na ebuwa ekwan eda ho.
It's still one in a million.
So nini na mu sankwa mu ade nyina betimi ayo pepe na enso a ba kopɛ.
As we approach the end of our Christian journey as end time believers.
Christ also makes it to him. No, Abraham called and we are no. Say we Abraham.
So many people are going to fall left and right.
Go for P. Nebete tiyahe benkum and any fan.
There's going to be a falling away first.
Every money. Nebete tiyahe.
When they talk of falling away, it's not talking of denominator because they were not standing.
Yeah, kasafa.
You and I have been brought to stand. And the falling away from the path of life. Satan has set up counterfeit things both sides of the road to distract our attention. As we heard in the morning, there's a generational prophet, a prophet for the entire generation. But God has also got fivefold ministry, like my fingers. So the generational prophet received from the Lord, passes it on, and these fivefold ministry are to break the same bread to meet our individual needs. So if you don't respect the verses that God is using, how are you ever going to be blessed?
I want to also be a brave, no. Yankopon wo di fu ba ko a oyi no e de ma sa breso fo no na eno na kire no osunjuma enum no ye wo obia so yankopon onti odi free odi fu na wo yi na ma sa bre na na fe dia omo so no omo bubum asini asini e de ma sa breso fo no.
Maybe you say I don't like that order.
Maybe you be ka
say, why should God choose just one person?
Yes,
one person, if he chooses more, two people or more, they'll have different opinions. But the one he chooses is the one he himself wired. He himself are formed with certain abilities. Abilities like one that will never compromise on the word of God. Even Moses disappointed the Lord along the line. But he has come with a message that is so pure on the word that if you follow that message the way he said, you should follow it. Brother, sister, let all the demons in here come.
Amen.
They will fall.
Amen.
God never promised that nobody will attack you. But he rather told you what to do if you attacked. He said, if they speak evil of you, speak nice of them. He said, pray for your enemies, do good to them, that will do you evil. They will get tired. They will pay for their sins. I will pay for mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's just understand this. One in a million. What's my chance of ever being there? He gave this golden advice. Tell yourself, if it is one in a million, I will be that one.
Amen.
And you are not only saying it and sitting back. But you are taking the word of the living God. And you are doing what you are supposed to do. One of the things I will testify of this, and then I will close. One thing that I went with Brahman Kwa to Domi Pillar 2 recently. And we had meetings. And the caretakers of the church, until they get a pastor, brought a list of people who had needs, so we had to do interviews. I'm giving you an example of how Christians should behave. So a couple came before me. First, it was the man. I preached on Sunday on presuming. I felt that a lot of people are presuming too much. Presuming they are believers. Yeah, because presuming this, presuming that. I hit the heart. And the guy said he was cut to the heart. So he came to us and said, Pastor, he narrated the things he had done against his wife.
People, we don't know
how powerful the word of God is. The Bible says the word of God is what? Powerful. It's so powerful. Release that word. Release the word. It will fight for itself. Amen.
Amen.
So I said, because this situation is, call your wife for me. So they came for the next meeting. And I told her how that the husband says he has done so much evil against her. And she also added a lot more. You can see that, in fact, the way that husband treated the wife wasn't good at all. The ethics of our ministry is that you don't disclose secrets in people's life to others. So sometimes we use certain things as examples, not to say that we are betraying you. There are a lot of those things in the Bible. If they were not recorded, how would we also know that, for example, David committed adultery? It's in the Bible. You like to quote it. And if I'm quoting yours, you complain. But you go and quote to the one of David committing adultery.
I saw four Jumedieno, some for Jumedieno, Yana Niamapio, ha, and I'm sending it to Tianish and Tiano, and Niamapio, ha, a Yakuamus MTiana, and Fantua Bonnie, Abontin, Nansua, and Yamanibu, ha, a Bassia, Nay, can't the two for, and yes, can't the a good Nipano anymore, say, if you're quite curious, and more, curious, and you're sure a good horse, David, was our idea, and all the air, I will mess up a king kind, they will own Bessia, the Woodiano, a bay, a foot to a foot, a half of a foot. And I don't want to be used as a look at Paul.
He came out to Paul, and said the things that he did. It didn't change anything. He was still Paul. If you find anybody that is not even willing to confess their past, and I'm not saying you should allow the devil to use your past to bring you down. But if you are ashamed to confess your past, or you feel too big to confess your past, to me, you haven't even repented. You are reserving it because you want to go and do some more. Obia. You are like that boy who went and stole some apples. And he was praying, Lord, forgive me for stealing 4 apples. No, make it 8 because tomorrow I'll steal 4 more.
It will be our own person. I will ferry and I will drink, sir. Utibia, that I will be paying more account of a fear. No, then you are saying, oh, such a year, you know, a quenya no bar. Now I'm on a yako ese a brandy bia ukuya apple and I na fe or srera de se radia fachem yo may apple na kasa da bio yen wa kivise ebi a china no mako ya and I be akahuama na watching.
You see, how do you call this repentance?
We are the young sister.
Praise the Lord. I want to come back to this sister's beautiful story. So, she narrated a lot of other things. And the husband said, "Pastor, it is all true. And I'm so much ashamed of myself that I treated my wife that way. Please, my dear, forgive me." And he knelt down, please. Oh, the sister was just sobbing. You could see that bitterness had been locked up in the soul for so long. And when she let off, I said, Midicho, tears. Oh, my heart was broken. I said, "Sister, I use Matthew 18. Jesus said, if you do not from your heart forgive your neighbor his trespasses, neither would your heavenly Father forgive you." Amen. Yeah. And when she did that, the next night, she was praying. Or I think the same night, she said she was praying and she saw a vision. In a vision, she saw heaven open. Two angels came down holding olive oil and they poured the Holy Ghost upon her. They poured the oil upon her and then she just, it was a plain vision. So what was hindering the Holy Ghost baptism in her life? Unforgiveness. So Maggie, don't be bitter. What? You will be every woman. It's you in Shira Hongkwai. Obi Bia, no matter what, who has done what. Sister, forgive everybody, okay?
Found it, Obi Bia,
you are. Also, sir, Obi Bia, Obi Bia, if you are coming, why? Nasadiano, Emianum. A sea in Shira Hongkwai, unforgiveness, eh? And the whole family was just transformed. Just somebody had let go that Christ was supreme. I'm landing on that. You want to be one of the few? Let go. Let go. Don't think you can deceive God. God knows your heart. He knows my heart. Just let go. So, all the way from the morning Sunday school to what has been added today, put them together. And talk to the Lord your God.
Every Sunday school, as I'm a tall form, and Eddie Atin says, "Yeah, canning an album." Now, if you fuck with Radian in one pipe,
I hate it when it is like Sunday school is not the message, but it's not a fepan yebeti in Yamiasa. Miasau, in Yamiasa, one casa direct from the prophet goes. So, putting it all together. God is trying to tell you something today. And narrowing it down so that you will be sure to be careful with how you are living your Christian. If you are really interested in heaven, then go the narrow way. Don't go the way of plenty, everybody going. No, go the narrow way. Sometimes you have to go alone. If you have to go alone. You may be the only one in your family, but take your stand and don't allow anybody to influence you. Stand for God's word, and if you have to stand alone, stand alone. If everybody is doing something that suits them, you do only what God's word allows you to do and watch if God will not protect you and bless you.
If there's anything going on
you don't understand, you better keep quiet and gossip about it.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full wonderful face, and the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the obedient ones are chosen.
Pino from Enson, a crab, your bears with you, home and obey you.
God is not going to accept any excuses.
Yanko Ponya, no, ye be on to more.
He will accept His word. He has provided a way for His bride to walk through. And He's expecting you to walk that provided way. If you haven't repented of your sins, He's inviting you to repent. Don't open your heart just to anything. There's something I said I will be saying here. If you ever prophesy about something and it never comes to pass, submit yourself for the demon to be cast out of you. Don't just sit down there and feel comfortable. The messenger said, don't ever go on an impression and say, that saved the Lord. If God spoke it, it will come to pass exactly. It will not be a stumbling block to nobody. So don't ever use God's name for any evil intent. He will hold you responsible. Let us talk to the Lord. Please talk to the Lord. From the morning till now, what has the Lord spoken to you? One day you stand there alone. I will not be there to defend you. I will stand before the judgment seat of God, give account of how I lived before Him, and how what I did with the message that God gave me. What did I do with it? Forgive. The Lord knows the bitterness in your heart. Forgive. And if you do from your heart, watch God open heaven doors for you. Is there anybody here that wants God to have mercy on you? You have an unforgiving spirit working on your life. Spirit of vengeance, of you will be unto me, vengeance. And you want God to take that demon out of your life. Anybody? I'm asking you, anybody that you know that you find it very hard to forgive some things? You want to raise up your hand to the Lord, say, Lord.
Brother
Branham was going to pray for this sister. The sister said, Brother Branham, I have a spirit of anger on me. I don't want it. Brother Branham said, look, for that confession, may God have mercy on you.
Listen,
if there is anything wrong in your life that you need to straighten up, don't postpone it to tomorrow. You don't know whether you'll be here tomorrow or not. Do it right now. Anything that you need to pull right, put it right now. Having said all that, remember, Jesus died for sinners and is merciful.
I can't even say, Rade Jesus Christo,
Maybe you have fornicated and you have done wrong. Ask God, Lord, forgive me and give me strength. I will not do that again. We to whom the ends of the world is come.
Love and trust in me. His blood.
Don't take anything for granted. Now I'm not here taking anything for granted. I'm asking God, search me, O God, and know my heart. The power of sin. There is, what is the power for the sick to be healed? And ability to forgive somebody's wrongdoing, which to you is a greater power. Why should I be ashamed to come before just a few people and acknowledge that I've wronged you and I ask you to forgive me? What has my Micaiah? Brash Mombexemas here. Listen to this again. The Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be stripped naked for the whole world to see his nakedness. For you to be saved. Are you unwilling to come before just a small group of people to be naked? Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've not been living right. Forgive me.
Do you
feel ashamed to do that? When he was unashamed to die for the world to see his shame and nakedness for you and I to be saved.
Say, Radin, Radius Christo, obema no kwan obegya ne pem amo wabo na deja kwati ma wiase nyina hu na deja soa wo de eye wani wo uni ope se obeba ekuo kuma ekuo kakra bi enim na wo so abo hu na deja kasa urade mesro fa me bona echeme na wa fe aka wo bona nyina na o mani pen nyina hu nso wadeja.
Anybody willing to unveil the devil in your life?
Obi was our pay.
Do you want to stand here?
So be power bon sama o brabo im wenya baby hinta no be pan hon to ma.
God bless you.
God in shall.
Be gracious to you. Anybody else?
Go for your ho.
You think this is just for nothing?
This is a way, yeah, no kwa.
God bless you.
Yanko points your arms.
Whatever it is,
said
God knows why you have to be here.
Yanko point him the NCA here, ma also Baha.
What if God told, the doctor said, 5 minutes more? Is there anybody who would have liked to put it before that time passes?
Senka, o doctor Katcher said, Aka osima numpe, na wo wo furu wiase a. Bibi wo bure mu ope senka beto to ni ye.
Don't wait till that time, you might not get that chance.
Kema sa abre mra. Ebia na wanya sa akonya.
Gossiping demons.
Konkon sa usual
way, you are mad for gossip. Anybody coming?
Forever.
Oh, Erade. Minyanko Paul Kaimi.
Lord, remember me.
Say, Lord, be merciful to me.
Erade.
You are battling the spirit of fornication. You know it.
My home
spirit of anger. You know it. Bitterness of soul. You know it. Stealing. You are a thief. You know it. Whatever it is. What if the Lord Jesus is standing here with a tap of his own blood? As soon as you come, he dips you in that blood and washes you clean. How long will you keep him waiting?
Remember
those feet are nail scarred. And those hands. If you think this is a joke, take it as a joke. The recording angels of heaven are standing here. And they know exactly what is in your heart.
They
know exactly where you are in Christ. And he's giving you the opportunity to clean you from everything. And you think, oh, this sin is so long. Remember, unconfessed sins, no matter how old they are still sins. Some of you would like to go visiting this area. I say, oh, this will be a koji, or it'll be a normal koji, be a sasa. And if demons are chasing you, then you think you are blaming God. You don't even know the God you are serving. And you are tempting God, going to this place, that place. Why? Open your ears unto any Tommy rot you hear on the radio.
Why
buy anointing oil, you anointing your door, anointing your car, anointing. Who tells you that you can anoint objects? In the New Testament day, the prophet said the only anointing is anointing with oil in the name of the Lord for the sick. I look at all kinds of things that you have been doing. Listen to the wrong people. When God has sent an authentic voice. If anybody tells you anything, consult your pastor. Consult yourself, God's servants that are before you. So they will take you through the message of the hour, and you know whether it's right to do what you are doing or not.
So
it's wrong.
If you need to sneak, hide, to perform any act, any who say
the last call, anybody else before we pray? God is giving you maybe one last chance and the door closed. I don't know. Now, those of you at the altar, raise your right hands to him. All at the altar, raise your right hand to God. I don't have any blood to wash you.
Are
you who has the blood to wash you? He is here to be merciful and gracious.
Are there
a kind wa enti ubebu to him?
The very thing that caused you to come here and kneel down. Can't you
ready? Say ready. Kai Calvary, na fami boni chemi.
Tell the Lord, Lord, remember Calvary and forgive me of all my sins. Speak to the Lord.
Afei, mwani su shed your same yemudu aso. Now, or same yemudu aso amoja pram no finiti mu. E jare no. Na Bible say, said ye si ye ninti ye yi, or ye obi a ye yi eni kradi hintam. Christ Jesus.
That as he hung on the cross, he was despised by all men.
Lord Jesus, interpret the dream prayer. Lord Jesus,
Eradi Yesu,
I come before your throne of grace.
Me ba wadom ahengwanani.
Acknowledge my transgressions before you.
Je me mratu onyina etumu owanim.
Lord, you know all about me. If I wait till the judgment day to be found guilty, I will have no second chance. But it has pleased you to reveal myself to me, I come before your throne of grace. Like King David, acknowledge my transgressions. Against thee and thee only have I sinned. Please forgive me. And wash me from this evil desire. Let me leave this altar here cleansed, washed. Let your resurrection power kick out that evil demon that led me to do those evil deeds.
Now, ma, usori to me no, empamusa damoni udifu no mami tu sana moyi na.
And always keep Calvary before me.
Abrebia ma Calvary in simeni so.
So that I will not sin against you.
Nama anya boni entiyo.
Give me grace to always desire the way you have provided for me in this end time.
Now
walk that way. Regardless of who agrees or disagrees with me. I thank you for the forgiveness in your blood. By your grace, I claim your anointing. I claim your cleansing. And I claim your empowerment. to resist the devil that you flee from me. May I never return to my vomit like a dog. May I fly forward like an eagle towards the sun. And from now onwards, give me boldness to resist sin. And walk in righteousness. For your dear name's sake, I pray.
Amen. Amen.